Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people want to be heard. People want to be listened to. We're worried about the democracy. We're worried about healthcare. We're worried about the economy. We're worried about everything. But it looks like maybe the airlines will be listening. Or hopefully the U.S. Department of Transportation. Because they have published an air travel consumer report. And they say that consumer complaints have started to go down from April, but still 200% above pre-pandemic levels. So the U.S. Department of Transportation has released this week its air travel consumer report on airline operational data compiled for the month of May 2022. Now, mind you, this does not have 4th of July weekend chaos and the Omicron wave of June to July. Okay, so keep in mind, these numbers are going to be very interesting. I have to remember to look them up in August. Because this is the May 2022 results. Okay, not much was going on in May. Little bit of Omicron at the end of May. They looked at on-time performance, consumer complaints received, mishandled baggage, and mishandled wheelchairs and scooters. Then April to May, there was a 15% decline in complaints against airlines. However, complaints are still 200% above pre-pandemic levels. So the Air Travel Consumer Report is designed to assist consumers, they say, with information on the quality of services provided by airlines. Department of Transportation, they say, remains committed to ensuring airline passengers are treated fairly and is concerned about recent flight cancellations and flight disruptions. The Department's Office of Aviation Consumer Protection is monitoring airlines' operations to ensure that airlines are not engaging in unrealistic scheduling of flights and are complying with aviation consumer protection requirements. This includes ensuring consumers receive prompt refunds if they are no longer interested in continuing their travel when their flight is canceled or significantly changed. See, we used to not be able to do that. If there was an issue, all we could do is get a credit. We wouldn't necessarily get our money back. DOT uses the data from the ATCR, consumer complaints, and other information it secures from airlines to inform its enforcement activities and the adequacy of existing rules. So in May, there were 590,957 flights that operated. 86.9% of the 680,000 flights that operated pre-pandemic. So we still aren't flying to the same degree as pre-pandemic, but still a lot. That was of May 2019. Operated flights in May were up 14.1% year over year from the 517,000 flights that operated in May 2021. Also up 4.2% month over month from the 566,000 flights operated in April. Now that's significant because April is usually spring break month. So that's interesting that in May things went up. But then again, we were dealing with a little bit of COVID March to April. So, in May 2022, 10 marketing network carriers reported 600,000 scheduled domestic flights, 12,000 of which were canceled, 2%. In May of 2021, only 0.5% were canceled. Yet in April 2022, 2.3% of flights were canceled. Now, again, this does not include the June-July debacles. I flew in June. It was right before things got bad with COVID. Well, I think things had started with COVID, but we had flight attendants who were out, flights delayed. So when you look at on-time arrivals for May of 2022, they said that there was an on-time arrival rate of 77.2%. I mean, I'd like to see it 100%, but that is up from April. The highest marketing carrier of on-time arrival rates, Hawaiian. Hawaiian Airlines made their time the best, with 86% of their flights. Delta at 80.7%, Alaska Airlines at 80.2%. The worst were Frontier Airlines at 64.6%, Allegiant Air 66%, Spirit Airlines 68.8%. What that means is, you know, one out of every three flights is going to be delayed with the worst of them. Now, what about flight cancellations? So for flight cancellations, they found that there was a higher rate in May, but equal to the same pandemic rate in 2% May of 2019. And Hawaiian Airlines canceled the least amount of flights with only 0.1%. Southwest Airlines, 0.7%. Frontier Airlines, 1.4%. Yet the highest canceled flights went to Delta, United, and JetBlue with 2.7%, 2.4%, 2.3%. Now, what about complaints of airline service? They said the complaints have gone down, and I think that's because people didn't have to wear masks. But it is up 237% from complaints pre-pandemic. Of the 4,300 complaints received May 2022, 2,400 were against the U.S. carriers and 1,400 against foreign carriers and 457 against travel companies. But most of the complaints had to do with, I guess, refunds, not being able to get a refund. Flight problems was the next one. Tarmac delays, mishandled baggage was another biggie. May 2022, reported marketing carriers handled 42 million bags and posted a mishandling baggage rate of 0.56%. That's still higher than last month, but better than pre-pandemic. I don't think any baggage should be mishandled. You're going to an airport. You're checking the baggage in, you get the sticker, so I don't know how that happens. The mishandling of wheelchairs and scooters is also odd. Apparently, there was a 1.53% mishandled wheelchair and scooters. Not sure they aren't going into details of what they did. Did they drop the person? Did they, I don't know. Bumping over sales, we think it's common. They say it only happened 0.44 per 10,000 passengers. Then there was an incident involving animals. No animal died, but there was one report filed April 2022 for pre-pandemic. There were complaints about the treatment of disabled passengers, discrimination, 9 complaints of discrimination regarding race, 1 complaint regarding ancestry, ethnicity, 1 complaint regarding color, 41 complaints regarding religion. And that is up from 8 complaints. So it's interesting data. You know, I would really love to see what happened in terms of July, because that I know this month was a mess with the holiday. And I'd also like to see what happened at the height of the pandemic when masks were required. 1-877, Doc Dolly. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My by Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So yesterday I taught you guys how to use toilet paper. I didn't do that to be funny or to be facetious or to fill up a segment. I am noticing a lot of waste. And the reason why I'm noticing a lot of waste nowadays is because the prices of things are high. So when my family goes, Mom, we're out of toilet paper, and I run over to Amazon, and I log in, and I see the toilet paper. In fact, you know what? Let me pull it up right now. I'll show you how much toilet paper now costs. Now, this isn't my Prime account, but I'll show you how much I can, you know, and mind you, Amazon does offer some good deals. But if I want to buy Charmin Ultra Soft Cushiony Touch Toilet Paper, 24 family mega rolls, which they say is 123 regular rolls, which I don't know if I completely agree. That's $33. I have to come out of pocket $33 to buy 24 rolls. If I want to buy a six pack, $8.29. $8 for toilet paper. 18 pack, $27. That's a lot. A six pack, remember there used to be four packs? Six pack of Quilted Northern, I don't even think you could get it. Let me see if I hit on it. It doesn't even offer a price. If I go see all buying options, $20.21 from Bigler Direct through Amazon for a six pack of Quilted Northern toilet paper. We're talking about $20 for a six pack of toilet paper. That's a problem. So we have a waste problem. And I think we use things faster than we need to. My son came home. I only see my son a couple days a week. He came home and he made himself a peanut butter jelly sandwich. And I saw in the garbage five paper plates altogether, with the top of the paper plate with a little smudge of jelly. Now, I come from a family where you don't waste anything. We came from Holocaust survivors, grandparents who lived through the Depression and the Dust Bowl. So you don't waste. So not only was I ticked about the paper plates, but I was ticked that there was a glob of jelly. That means you put too much jelly on a sandwich and it fell over. And that means it was too much. It was a waste. You only put just enough. It's very interesting. When I butter my bread or use cream cheese or use peanut butter and jelly, I have always been criticized by my friends or by my family that I put too little. Because I was trained, because, you know, we had some really, really poor days. I was trained to only put a little bit of just enough to cover the bread. Yet, people think it has to glob and drip over the side. That's waste. So I pulled those paper plates out of the garbage. I showed my son that there was an additional four plates that were fresh. Why did you throw them out? And I think everybody got complacent, and they're throwing stuff out, which kills me. I cannot throw away a clean paper plate. It's very interesting. I have very few hang-ups, but I don't like waste. I don't like seeing wasted food. I don't like seeing wasted products that are brand new. So that's why I taught you guys how to use toilet paper. So if we are coming to a recession, and it looks like we are, if we are having shortages of things, if inflation is still going to be sky high, then you need to rethink what you're doing. Do you really need to drink a whole glass of juice? Is a half a glass fine? Do you really need to eat a whole sandwich? Can you cut the sandwich in half? Especially if you're struggling with weight. Cut the sandwich in half. A few hours later, eat your second half. Do you really have to eat the sandwich all at once? If we do go out to dinner, which is starting to be far and few between because it's getting expensive, I always cut my food in half. This way I can take it home and have dinner another night. Now it makes eating out less expensive because I got two dinners out of it. I don't mind leftovers. I know some of you guys don't like leftovers. I don't mind it. I'm fine with it. But your job is to look at what you are doing that is being wasteful. Are you leaving lights on? Are you leaving the power on? Are you leaving water running? Do you really have to flush the toilet every time you pee? When it's yellow, let it mellow. When it's brown, flush it down. Do you really need to be flushing the toilet every time? Can you close the lid? And then, I don't like to leave excrement, but if your water bill is going up, maybe you don't have to flush after every time. Some of us pee in the shower. Then it definitely goes down the drain and you don't have to worry about it. Although they say peeing in the shower doesn't do good for your bladder because you don't know how to hold it. You know, you got to learn how to hold it and you got to practice that. But trust me, I practice it every night when I'm like, oh gosh, you know, I got to pee, but I want to just sleep. Nah, go back to sleep. Nah, just go back to sleep and then I hold it. So if there is anything good to this inflation, if there is anything good to this recession, is we are learning how to start to save. And not so much even save money, but to not be so wasteful. You know, it's interesting. My husband bought some ground beef. And it was in a bulk package, so it was more than we needed. And I was so proud of him because he only used part of it for meatloaf, and then he saved the rest of it to make taco meat the next day. Now, I don't like eating that much beef in a week, but we had the extra. We didn't waste it, and now there's leftovers. So now for a third day in a row, I'm going to have either the meatloaf leftovers or the taco meat or whatever. But, you know, you gotta, so look at what you're doing. You know, do you really need to grab two pieces of toilet paper, of a paper towel when you wipe a counter? Why not try one? You know, really start to rethink, because now the things are getting expensive. And boy, is paper towel expensive. Sorry, while I have you guys, I will tell you how expensive paper towel is. Paper towel is my bane to my existence now, because, we use it to clean, because our washcloths and stuff, I never know where the washcloths are, and they just don't last. So I use paper towel to clean. And sadly, paper towel, we go through like crazy. My kids use it as plates. My kid uses that. So Bounty, 12 rolls is already at $30. If I look for a basic 4-pack, I don't even think you could get it. A 12-pack, $22. A 6-pack for 7, but still $1 a roll. It's still high. Now, we are being told that there's a trucker strike at the port of Oakland, and this could go on for months. There is a trucker blockade right now at the port of Oakland in California, and it's on its fourth day. They are on strike, and they are prepared to continue their blockade for months if their concerns about a state employment law are not addressed. At protests at the nation's eighth largest port, truckers demonstrated against a new state labor law that makes it harder for independent drivers to operate. The protesters worry that the imminent law, which cracks down on gig workers in an effort to push more of them into full-time employment and unions, will impose hefty costs on them and will slash their earnings. So one thing about truckers is you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. So truckers, they don't mess around. The truckers are demanding to meet with Governor Gavin Newsom to discuss the law, formerly known as Assembly Bill 5, which will soon go into effect. According to the Wall Street Journal, Gary Shergill, one of the protest organizers, said it may go on for a few more weeks or a few more months. Would like to have a sit-down. So this port, there's a lot of supplies. I mean, remember I showed you guys pictures from the port of Los Angeles and Long Beach? All right, well, this is going to start to pile up even more. Spokesperson for Governor Newsom's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The blockade is exacerbating supply chain issues that already have led to cargo ship traffic jams at major ports and stockpiled goods in the dock for the past year. Toy makers, other industries, they're getting ready for peak season. They need to import. They need to get ready for back to school. They also need to start stockpiling for holidays and the Black Friday sales. So, you know, we might have another Christmas issue like we did last year. If they don't, you know, and again, it's these rules that you know, infringe on what these workers need. So drivers have picketed gates, blocked other truckers from hauling cargo. The unionized dock workers who support the new law have refused to cross the picket lines. They're concerned about their health and safety. The protest has already created disruptions in port. There's an import hub for a wide range of goods, and we get a lot of stuff from Australia. Wine, meat, electronics, furniture, clothing from China, Japan, and South Korea. So this is, so the truckers are making their stand. It's a key port also for agricultural goods, like almonds, beef, pork. So when we export, port officials said there are already 15 container ships waiting to dock, as the protest has now created backlogs. SSA Marine, which manages the largest terminal in the Port of Oakland in the San Francisco Bay Area, closed operations because of protests. So, I mean, again, when the truckers protest, they don't get violent. You know, they got the big trucks, they got the American flags, and they support all of that. That's what was so cool about what happened in Canada, is American truckers went up there to support their Canadian brethren. Very cool stuff, and sisters. 1-877 Doc Belly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he's doing great after getting a positive COVID diagnosis. The president tweeted he's keeping busy and added, "Thanks for your concern." The tweet contained a picture of Biden working from the White House residence. Prices are rising at the highest rate in over four decades, and Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell blames Democratic policies for the high costs.
That hasn't stopped Washington Democrats from proposing new ways to wreck our economy. As we speak, they're batting around a new suite of tax hikes aimed squarely at the middle class.
Democrats are calling for higher taxes on the wealthy and corporations as part of the president's agenda. Administration officials are quick to note the roughly 50-cent decrease in average gas prices over the past month. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, telemedicine. A lot of you guys have access to it, and you think it is cool. But I need to kind of explain something to you. How many of you guys have had a blowout or a flat tire? So AAA or your boyfriend or whoever gets that donut on for you. I've done that. But I can't afford a new tire. So I try to milk that donut as long as I can. And I find that the donut works. Look, I just have to get to work. I just have to go to work. Only a few mile commute. That's great. I'll use the donut. When I can, and I'll get to it somehow, I'll replace the donut with a new tire. Well, that's a bad move. Because you cannot count on the donut long term. That's what telemedicine is. Telemedicine is supposed to be the splint before you get your cast, or the donut before you get your new tire. Telemedicine is supposed to give you immediate access to a provider in the middle of the night, on a weekend, on a holiday, to bridge you until you get into a doctor, or to direct you, okay, you need to go now. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is telemedicine is people are calling and they're like, I am here for my physical. I'm like, I can't see. But good. Okay. So you're going to get a pap smear by who? Who's doing this? You are. I can't. I'm in another state. Well, I don't need a pap smear. I just need my wellness check, and this is my wellness check. And I can't listen to your heart. I could ask you a lot of things. I could take a history. But telemedicine is starting to become full physicals when they're really not full physicals, but they're being advertised as such. You know, I had a lady who said, I have abdominal pain. And you know, I'm always have to rule out appendicitis, you know, so is the pain on the right or the left? She goes, oh, the left. All right, you know, any blood in the urine, any burning when you pee, any vaginal discharge, any back pain, any rash. And I go through everything. And then she's like, okay, so maybe I just need some antibiotics, or I just need, you know, what do you think? You know, give me a note for work. And I go, well, you know, it could be your appendix still, because the appendix pain could at times refer to the left. She goes, oh, it's your left, my right. My left, your... Just tell me the part of the body. She had right lower quadrant pain the whole time. Thank God I didn't blow it off, and I still sent her to the ER for possible appendicitis. But some people, they don't even know their rights from their lefts. That's a problem. So Amazon, obviously, is in the game. Amazon has been, over the last few years, buying healthcare companies, telehealth companies. They've been offering telehealth services to some of their employees and their families, and now they have entered an agreement to acquire primary healthcare company One Medical. This is an all-cash deal valued at approximately $3.9 billion. One Medical is a membership-based primary care service, promises customers 24/7 access to virtual care. They operate a dozen major U.S. markets, according to its website, and work with over 8,000 companies. In a statement, Neil Lindsay, Senior Vice President of Amazon Health Services, said the e-commerce giant thinks healthcare is high on the list of experiences that need reinvention. I don't know I would reinvent too much. All right, you're getting people that are pretty damn spoiled. I love telemedicine, but you have to have a real in-person live medical provider examining them sometimes. So the acquisition, they say, is the latest example of the tech giant expanding its footprint in the healthcare industry. They've acquired PillPack, the online pharmacy. They've launched their own digital pharmacy. And then they partner with J.P. Morgan Chase and Berkshire Hathaway on an effort to provide better healthcare services and insurance at lower cost to workers and families of their companies. So One Medical says Amazon would gain access to physical health clinics and payer and hospital system relationships. And they are headquartered in San Francisco. They have seen a demand for its services. And so even though many of these companies will still, you know, may still have brick and mortar stores, the telehealth surge is probably the most lucrative, most rapidly expanding aspect to healthcare. And I have been very, very mixed on the future of telehealth. Now, originally, when I entered it before the pandemic, I was very grateful I did, because then every doctor wanted to get in and there just wasn't enough positions. There are sadly some jobs out there that are fraudulent, where they hire you saying you're doing telemedicine, telehealth, and what you're doing is you are recommending a product or recommending a medical product or cream or something that isn't medically necessary. And you got to be really, really careful as a provider who you're doing telemedicine for. But I work for companies that actually do. They give good advice and they follow good guidelines. But man, originally, year one, when I started it, even though telemedicine was around for years, it you know, by 2019, it was starting to rise in popularity. And, you know, people are like, wow, this is so cool. It's Christmas Day and I could talk to you. And, oh, my God, this is so nice. Now I have patients calling in going, why can't you order my MRI? And I go, an MRI of what? I need an MRI of the knee. Okay, what happened to it? Do you have a meniscal tear? Do you have a ligament tear? What? Just order it. It's just been bothering me. I go, I believe you probably would need an MRI, but it's just I can't order it because an insurance company's not going to want to spend the thousands of dollars without somebody doing an exam. Well, I could bend it, but it hurts. I'm like, you need a provider. Also, what if the MRI ends up saying you do have a surgical knee, internal derangement that needs to be addressed? You need a surgeon. So a lot of people are expecting that your telemedicine doctor is going to order the labs, order the tests, and just take care of it. Well, if that's what people want, that's what they're going to get. So many telemedicine companies are now starting to order the labs. Or some of them will send a nurse to the house. That changed with COVID because of the in-person interaction. And it might change again now with people getting attacked. And, didn't we have social workers ask if they could at least carry because they're going into these people's houses? But the push is to try to do as much over the phone because it's cheaper. And the cheaper the way a company can do things, the better. How many of you guys have health insurance where your telemedicine is $0 copay? But if you want to walk into a doctor's office or a medical provider's office, you got to pay $25, $35, $40. So I'm having patients call me with appendicitis attacks or seizures or heart disease. And they're like, but if you deal with it, it's $0 copay. I cannot manage your unstable angina or a heart attack. I cannot manage your preterm labor. I cannot manage that over the phone. Maybe in essence, some cases don't need emergency medicine, but I am going to lose my license if I tell you, oh yeah, just do what I'm telling you to do over the phone. That's a problem. But we are doing things over the phone. We're now doing abortions. You could get an abortion online. You could call, get a doctor on, and the doctor will prescribe the medication. You can do a lot of things online now. So medicine is going to change because as medical doctors, seem to only then get the difficult cases, the ones that the doctors online say, look, you got to see somebody. You have major issues we can't manage. All right? The average doctor is going to get exhausted because those patients take a lot of time. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of liability, and they need to sprinkle their day with some of the easier cases. But those easier cases are going to get the cheaper telemedicine. So primary care is turning into secondary care. Plus, many providers are like, well, to hell with this. I could just be home. I don't have to pay for all this overhead. I don't have to pay for staff. I don't have to pay all this. I don't even have to pay for malpractice. I could close up shop and just do telemedicine. And that's what a lot of people did during the pandemic. So we're going to be losing a lot of doctors in these outpatient settings. There'll always be care, but the care is going to be a lot more severe. And then we're going to have medicine, which sounds good to the average consumer, where you can just call up, order an x-ray, and get it. Well, the reason why that might not be as quickly coming is because the reason why telemedicine is cheaper is because we can't order tests. You get a doctor visit without the doctor ordering a bunch of tests. Once doctors and medical providers start ordering tests and x-rays and all that, then the price is going to go up. Then telemedicine price is going to go up, and then people are going to be like, well, I might as well go and see a provider in person. Circle of Life, 1-877-DOCTOR.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
there's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit COVIDMoveAhead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 77-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have been bragging that polio has been eliminated from the country for decades, where it was eradicated in at least North America. In fact, since 1979, according to the CDC, no cases of polio have originated in the U.S. Now, the virus has been brought into the countries by travelers with polio. They say the last time this happened was 1993. We're being told the last time this happened was 2013. And the reason why this is coming up is we have America's first case of polio in nearly a decade. It's been detected in upstate New York. The patient has not been named, was diagnosed in Rockland County after he visited doctors when he became unwell, or she. Health officials believe the individual was infected outside the United States, but did not say where. They have not revealed their age, gender, travel history, vaccination status, or what symptoms they suffered. Now, remember I told you that as our border remains very loosely monitored and not secure, people with polio can come in, and they could bring polio because it is still out there in other countries. Now, we get vaccinated. Children get vaccinated. But, sadly, other people might not. They say in recent years, the population immunity level has fallen below the World Health Organization recommended threshold to prevent an outbreak in the country. So the New York Department of Health told healthcare providers to remain on the lookout for additional cases of polio. They also urged anyone who wasn't vaccinated against polio or didn't complete the vaccination course to get the shots. Now, I am a big fan of the polio vaccine, especially the IPV. The IPV is the killed version of it. I don't like the live attenuated one that you swallow because you could pass it in your feces. So I am a fan of the polio vaccine. This is why we give it to kids. Polio scares me. It's a virus. It can live in the throat, intestines for weeks. You can act like you have a cold, but then it could spread to the spinal cord, causing muscle weakness and paralysis. This was the disease where parents would give their kids a kiss goodnight. The next morning, their kids were paralyzed. It was a very, very scary time. One in four people who get polio, it's very contagious, will get flu-like symptoms, sore throat, fever, tiredness, and stomach pain. And we see some of that with COVID, not necessarily the stomach pain, but some people get diarrhea, nausea, and things like that. One in 25 will go on to suffer meningitis. That's where the spinal cord and the brain get infected. Later, then they could get paralyzed. Up to 1 in 10 can die of the infection. Most people show no signs. 1 in 20 could have minor symptoms like the fever, muscle weakness, headache, nausea, vomiting. 1 in 50 could develop severe muscle pain and stiffness in the neck and back. Less than 1% of polio cases result in paralysis. 1 in 10 can die. They say of those who develop symptoms, these tend to appear 3 to 21 days after infection. So you could be having achy muscles, nausea, vomiting, high temperature, sore throat, headache. That's what we are seeing with COVID. Abdominal pain does come with polio. It's an enterovirus, so we might get abdominal pain with it. We don't see that with COVID per se. But, you know, if at all something doesn't get right, get seen. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've had a lot of patients call in where their fever is higher than what the COVID fever was supposed to be. They tested positive for COVID, but I think everybody is just because they're exposed. It's all over. But I'm like, your fever's awfully high, and you shouldn't be having stomach aches, stomach pain. So I wonder if there's more. You can catch polio via droplets in the air when somebody coughs or sneezes. If they come in, if they touch feces of an infected person or somebody who took the oral live attenuated version. So food, water, clothing, toys can spread it. There's multiple strains of wild polio, most of which have been eradicated throughout a lot of the Western nations. But there have been cases that have been detected of types 2 and 3. The remaining type 1 wild polio does remain endemic in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Remember I told you guys that Afghanistan refugees could be bringing in polio, too. Wild polio has been eliminated, though, in almost every other country. So we do have to find out where this person went. Where, you know. But my concern is it could be somebody that came across the border, and that is going to definitely not be in media's best interest if they're trying to push the narrative that the border is secure. Like, didn't Alejandro Mayorkas say, oh, the border is secure? So most of us should have been vaccinated. We get four doses, 2, 4, 6 months, and then either the year to 18 months, and then we get another one at 4 to 6 years old. Some people have been a little less excited about getting vaccines, so we worry that some of the children now are under-vaccinated because they weren't going to school, they weren't going to the doctor, you know, and so it obviously is a concern. So, you know, looking at the border, we are concerned that we're going to have hepatitis, multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, different strains of COVID coming over. Alejandro Mayorkas claimed that the southern border is secure. He says they're working to make it more secure, but they say it is secure. Now, when I heard him say that, I'm like, well, maybe he's trying to be nice to the border agents, trying to give credit, say, look, the border agents are you know, doing their job, and they're doing their job well, but the border patrol agents are pushing back against that. More than 207,000 migrant encounters happened in June alone. This is the fourth month in a row where the number of encounters reached over 200,000. Mayorkas spoke at an Aspen security forum on Tuesday and dismissed claims about the border not being secure. He said, look, the border is secure. We are working to make the border more secure. That is a historic challenge. Then he faulted lawmakers who have said they won't commit to broad immigration legislation until the situation is addressed. He said, I have said to a number of legislators who expressed to me that we need to address the challenge at the border before they pass legislation, and I take issue with the math of holding the solution hostage until the problem is resolved. He said there's work to be done. There are smugglers that operate on the Mexican side of the border, and placing one's life in their hands is not safe. Border Patrol agents spoke to Fox News Digital, and they said hundreds of thousands are crossing every month is not the definition of secure. They are liars, and anyone who believes them are fools. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, also disputed that the border is secure, pointing to not only drug flows into the U.S., but also the number of migrants that get past agents. Last month, there were 440,000 known gotaways. They call them gotaways, since the fiscal year began in October. 50,000 alone in May. And again, you know, this brings a lot of problems. It brings crime. It could bring, and again, some of these people might be completely innocent and they just want, you know, a start. You know, but my family, they did it the right way. They waited until they got a visa. They got in. They waited their turn. It was a multiple year process. They learned the language. They took the test. They did the citizenship classes. They took the test. And they finally became citizens. It was huge. But they did not want to be in America without being citizens. But it was a long and arduous process. You know, becoming a citizen of a country does take a long time because they have to vet you, and there is, you know, you have to understand the country, learn the language. But, you know, now there's just too many people that want to come. Then I get it. We're the best country out there. But so we have really a lot of concerns about what this could be, especially from a medical standpoint. On the Amber Heard front, Amber Heard has officially filed an appeal verdict in the defamation case against Johnny Depp. This is a week after a judge rejected her demand for a new trial. The 36-year-old actress has been ordered to pay ex-husband Johnny Depp over $10 million in damages following the explosive defamation trial that we sat through for months. The spokesperson for Depp says, we remain confident in our case that this verdict will stand. So Heard's attorneys filed a motion because they said one of the juries was members was the the son of had the same name, same address, but different person. Also, I think they want to bring up that Depp had to settle a suit or a set of him hitting somebody on the set. So we'll see what happens. But man, 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.